quorum, we have four people in person, the only person remote is Electro. And her vote counts, but she doesn't count towards the quorum. So,
correct.
Okay. First item on the agenda, well, second item on the agenda is approval of minutes from the October 16th meeting.
And when, have a word or otherwise, I move they're approved as corrected.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Item three, public comment and items not on the agenda. I assume everybody here.
Right here, some got stuff on the agenda if they want to talk, so.
All right. We'll move on to the items for discussion, airport construction projects, start with FAA grants, and the displaced 1230.
1230, I know we've notified FAA for our flight checks for our reels. Have we actually got
not heard anything back? They right now we're slow, but as opposed to previous.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
Otherwise, contractor has been out to work on the signage that they were going to put in as an add-on. The threshold, the intersection markers for the runway.
Those two metal unlighted runway intersections. We're replacing those with lighted ones to match the other.
Got it.
And the bases are in and the trenchings, and they just haven't mounted them. Or maybe they have Mike, I don't know. The last couple days.
Don't think they've completely got it done.
Okay.
Other than that, that's kind of where we're at. A little bit of cleanup and some punch list items that the contractor needs to take care of. And it's good. We're at the end of it.
Hey, we have a usable runway. So.
Yeah.
I assume you're moving on solar.
Yep. Solar power project. We did the ribbon cutting ceremony at 10 o'clock today. It was nicely attended by a wide variety of folks. We had members of the contractor team. We had some city staff, city manager, mayor, some other city department heads. We had congressional representatives. All of our federal legislators were here. The staff members were here.
And the cookies were good.
Good. I actually never managed to get a cookie. The punch was good. It was great. I know KCRG did a kind of a pre-story this morning, that hit this morning. They did the interview with me yesterday, but just absolutely excited to get that thing done. As far as the array itself goes, we did get the final inspection certificate from the city today, so we can give everything to Mid-Am and tell them we're ready for their checks. They have 2 weeks to schedule what's called a witness test, which is basically a third-party electrician comes out and verifies the system is working and running as it's supposed to. And then after that, they have another 2 weeks to change the meter to the bidirectional meter, which then we turn everything on and we get credit for the power we're generating.
So they have 2 weeks to send out somebody to check it.
Yep.
And they have, is it 2 weeks to schedule it or 2 weeks to have it done?
2 weeks to have it done and then another 2 weeks to switch the meter. So there's 4 weeks.
So there's potential. 4 weeks max that until we're.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I don't know.
That was like the shortest day of the year. So that's perfect.
gives us a good, because everything's up from there.
See you in 6 months.
Paris, did you have anything you wanted to add on it?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Yeah.
So,
any other questions, comments?
That's a great thing, man.
Yeah. We've been talking about this for all
along. Yeah.
Terminal building, well, since the last meeting, the FAA did announce their awards. We are not on the list. This was year 4 out of 5 of the program. So here's kind of where we're sitting based on the awards that they have issued with the program and what we're asking for. I think it's a waste of time to try to do it all in one and ask for the entire pot. They're just not awarding anything to general aviation airports of that size. It becomes kind of now We can talk about, you know, future, like other ways of figuring out how to either fundraise or do capital campaigns or things like that to get us in a better position for future money. But we also need to start looking at what are we doing with this building. I think for the most part, the heavy conversations with that are going to hold off until we get past our RFQ process, because firms may or may not be anticipating some of that in their proposals. But otherwise, that's kind of the status of the other building. We have no money. We get it. Deal with what we have.
You had been talking to some about potentially doing some level of a grant application for like upkeep.
I have. So in the CIP program, we have a placeholder essentially for a state grant application in the spring. It's in theory to be HVAC upgrades, because that would give us the most bang for our buck utility wise. But I know we have if we're keeping the building for another 10 or 20 years, I know we have a bit of a list of, you know, the carpets and furniture and some other things that need done. Some of those things will be easier to do, and we might be able to group a lot of that stuff together in its own grant application as well. So I think it's over the next couple of months or so, especially by the April grant deadline when the state applications are due, we can talk a little bit more about priorities and where to throw money at first, and kind of go through that process a little bit better and have some better ideas of what costs we're looking at.
Would the city do a higher percentage grant match if you're trying to incentivize stuff like that, or not really? Because the lower dollar amount, because you still have $100,000 a year.
It's still $100,000 a year. We can manipulate that how we want to, but sure. At the end of the day, it's still $100,000.
Like 100% grant.
So the one nice thing is any FAA grants we get in 26 would be 95% instead of 90, so there's a little bit of savings there.
That's good.
Yep. 5-year engineering consultant request for qualifications. We had 4 firms submit. All of those 4 firms look good. I don't expect any problems with any of them. So the good news for me, I don't have to review anything. They're all coming to you. I did the cursory look through to make sure everybody, you know, applied or submitted based on the RFQ. Nobody missed anything. But the firms are CMT, Bolton Mink, McClure Engineering, and Kirk and Michael. I expect good things from all of them. It's going to be a tough decision. I think we'll let them all give their presentations to you. In the past, what we've done is basically half an hour per group, where it's like 20 minutes of presentation, 10 minutes of Q&A. If that sounds like a viable plan, we'll forward that information. I know 3 people are here already to hear it firsthand, so congratulations. But that'll be the front end of December's meeting, so you got 2 hours you're going to be here before we get to this type of stuff.
And the next meeting is December 12th. I'm planning to be there. Is everyone else going to be here for all the presentations?
I'm planning on. So.
Because I'm sort of on Mike's side with this. If we all can't be here for it, we should try to find a day where we can't be.
Yeah.
It's important to have all eyes.
If my health permits, I'm planning to come in.
Huh?
And if my health permits, I'll be there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I should be there. And if not, if it's a Zoom meeting where you attend like this, as long
yeah,
as
yeah, start, I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everyone can hear them. Yep.
Yes.
So we're good for the 12th. We'll get the formal information and congratulation messages out to everybody and give them a heads up and kind of let them know what to expect. But yeah, outside of that, it's, I expected a tough decision. So,
yep.
FAA 26 pre-application. I think I had a draft of this in the last packet. Maybe I didn't. If not, in the packet is essentially the FAA plan again. I have kind of a cleaned up version here if you wanted to see it, because I know some of the data sheets were from last year that just got copied and pasted that they still had Chris's signature, but they were written out for Electric because Electric was chair. But generally speaking, the next FAA project is our next phase of runway maintenance, the west end is 725 and then 1230. Then we have the next phase of solar panels, presuming the BIO money is still there. I do have in here for 27 the fuel cabinets for the state program. That's a something we've wanted to do for a while, because those fuel cabinets are original to the setup, which is now 30 plus years old. And then that'll give us an opportunity to do a couple of things with the piping that I think will help the tanks act and be treated like the way we hoped they would, rather than the system we kind of got out there, which it's working, but it's not as efficient as it could be.
There's something in here about extending runway 725.
Yeah, if you refresh your memory of the master plan, one of the projects in the master plan is we take 725 and we add another couple hundred feet on the 7N, and that gets both landing directions above 5,000 feet. Right now, we have 5,002 feet if you land on 7, but you only have 48 something if you're landing on 2.5.
Is it displaced? Yeah, the terrain rises pretty well to.
Yeah, we can't squeeze a lot there, and it's similar to what we did on 3.0, where it's one direction runway, so it becomes a displaced threshold kind of again. But it allows us to have that extended, that extended measurement for airplanes.
And I hope it'll let you slow down on the other side. So. Yeah, landing and setting.
Yep.
Waiting for the pavement.
Yeah.
It's going downhill away from you.
If everybody's okay with kind of the CIP program as we've got in the document, we'll get that to the FAA for any comments and changes. The main comment is going to be these are going to score low enough. We'll have to build up entitlement funds for a lot of it. So these aren't going to be projects we're going to be doing back-to-back years. They're going to be a project and then like 2 years gap and then a project and that kind of stuff, especially if there's not additional discretionary pot of money that Congress throws out there for us. DOT grant projects, we don't have anything open, but again, as we go into the spring and talk about the terminal building or other needs, we'll set those priorities and be able to fill out that application in April. FY26 budget, Chris and I met with the city manager Halloween, I think it was. Okay, you're good.
That night I was like...
Actually, it went better than I expected. There really was no comments. The city, as far as the budget goes,
you had it in there for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it was a 5 minute thing.
That's good.
Yeah,
I was expecting some questions about the fund balance and things like that, because we know it's not in great shape. But when you show a surplus of $20,000, it tends to help.
Wow! Yeah, that's awesome. Way better than last year.
Yeah, and we were able to anticipate the insurance cost adjustments and things like that, which really helped. No surprise, $10,000 insurance increases. The budget as presented was submitted, or as we adopted was submitted. I don't have any other things on there other than we need that surplus to be a reality at the end of the year. So even though we have cash that we're projecting to have, we really don't have cash.
the extra flights coming from the hospital, does that help?
It'll help with the fuel flowage.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
A lot of them were coming after they dropped off patients anyway.
Yeah,
we're still quite a lot to say. Yeah.
Okay.
I've noticed a couple of.
There are more though.
There's more, and I have noticed the university taking fuel a couple of times.
Yeah, which is weird.
Which, I mean, they have their own facility, so they're not hopping back over for their own stuff. So.
And I'm kind of surprised that they're just dropping off the patients over there, but it's good for us.
Yeah.
If they are. But I think it's probably also just for ease of getting the ambulance in and out and speed of things.
What changed? Are they doing work on the
elevators? Yeah, the elevator's getting reconstructed. So the next, like, 3 months, if somebody comes in, they're going to be landing here.
Okay.
It's not a great time to be life-lighted.
No,
it's never a great time to be life-lighted.
Yeah.
Well, especially not a
there are worse times.
Yeah, so we do have elevated helicopter traffic because the helipad system is functional for a while.
So where are the 20,000 coming from?
That's a product of our rate increases, our flowage fee increase.
And something from the solar panel or no?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that incorporates the savings of solar on our electric bill. Awesome. That's incorporated into the budget. Management, T. Hanger lease language. Chris and I talked about this offline, but Jennifer and I have been working on the lease language. I think we're there in terms of what the Airport Commission has asked for. Just based on the workload of what we had for the next couple of months, we're going to hold that to January, and then we're going to bring that to the commission, get everybody's kind of initial approval of it, and then we'll send it out to the tenants and give them kind of the message of, hey, this is what everybody's anticipating for the next lease. You've got, assuming it's adopted, you've got this amount of time between the now and when the lease has happened to start making sure things comply. Grass landing ops, shortly, somewhere around Halloween, I don't remember what day it was. I did meet with FISDO, their representative came out, we drove around. Showed them what we were asking for. You know, it's always nice when they have a visual, and seemed to be fine. I didn't hear anything that was going to cause a lot of ruckus, but now it's back into the bureaucracy of FAA and trying to figure out what they need to do to bring in permission and all of that stuff. So it's moving just at the pace of government.
Like cones out and mark.
Well, that's, I don't know yet. I don't know what they're going to throw at us in terms of if we approve this, here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of doing it is it doesn't get charted. It's not an official runway.
It's just an option.
It's an option.
They're blessing it.
Yeah, they're just blessing. So they should.
It
should just be like,
and maybe it gets mowed probably better. The roll, maybe
we roll it. I mean, we'll have some stuff we need to do. Yeah. We'll have to roll it, we'll have to maintain it a little bit better. Just for the dissemination, there's probably some notams that are going to go up, that will signify it's available. Once we figure out like the final dimensions of it, things like that, how much room we actually have, and what the FAA is willing to say, okay, you can do this too. We'll figure that out as we go.
So the NOTAMs would be talking about that that's possible. What about, like, we've already got, I guess we still have to wait for the FAA to fly it, but the extended runways that we have, the booklet that we have, make sure the length of runways, all that stuff needs to be all updated, right?
Yeah.
So then this will go in with that type of an update then?
Not really, because...
Not official.
But yes, it's not an official. So okay. The NOTAM will probably give a length and a dimension. I just don't know what that looks like right now. Yeah, basically.
I think they're calling up to see that for where they didn't have the grass strip, you know, charted on the.
Yeah.
Where is it up northeast of here? Is it Monticello that has a grass intersecting runway?
Yes.
So, like, they have a chart and they actually have their grass runway because it's an official runway. We're not asking for an official runway. We're just asking mainly so that Ryan can just run.
Hey, OPL found themselves into some big tire and carbon cub that they don't want to replace those tires on. So he's going to do it one way or the other.
Yeah. So that's all it is. It's just the option of, okay. I want to do some grass stuff.
And we're anticipating it's along the northern edge of 725.
We're asking for the northern edge of 725 and then the south edge of 1230. So we're asking for space on both runways.
I mean, this has been happening for decades.
Yeah. If the FAA blesses it, what happens is it basically eases the insurance. Like if Ryan goes and breaks a couple of lights,
you said Ryan. I can name names like Brian.
There are some Brian.
So if a pilot happens to have an accident or something, it's a little bit cleaner because they're using authorized space. They don't have to explain to everybody why you chose to not land on a perfectly good runway and instead land on grass that may not be kept up for those operations.
Thank you.
Does the Parks Department have a roller that we can borrow?
I assume they do, being the Parks Department, but if not, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, grab a green castle, like 80-year-old roller.
No matter how old it is, it's going to be heavy, flat, round, anything for green castle.
It works out. Hey. There's been an equal number of crashes here and there.
So as that develops, we'll keep you informed, but otherwise I don't expect a whole lot over the winter. We'll see.
Did his Pizzo seem to know what they were going to do, or was he also like, well,
they're all in uncharted water. This is not something they've done, and this is not something that as far as I can tell, any airport in Iowa has asked them to do.
We're good. Well, once winter hits, then you can put the skis on your plane in the snow.
I had a plane with skis for a little time, and then it never snowed enough to really. People were too quick to plow. lazy plow operators.
Events I have been in contact with some of the arts folks already. They've sent me a list of dates potentially for drive-in movies for next year.
Awesome.
So that's already starting for 2025.
Unprompted.
Yep.
All right.
Didn't have to chase them. They're like, hey, here's a list of what we're gonna do potentially for next year. I think they had 14s on the list this time, so I'm not 100% sure if they're all for us or if that was like the entire schedule of the summer.
They're just like pick which one's for every year.
Yeah. So, but once those get announced, we'll throw them on the calendar. We'll do the standard stuff of Young Eagles and Pancake Breakfast and the Autocross. The Autocross Club has also sent me their dates. I just haven't put them on the calendar to sort out. But I didn't think anything that they sent was going to trip anything. They were on Saturday and Sunday anyway, so it's not a terrible issue. Yeah.
Mike, is there a way to ask for an additional date if they have available? Like, since they haven't placed the location for the movie show?
Say that again. Sorry.
The movies, the common they show at the airport.
Yeah.
They just give us one date out of the season, right? Is there a way to ask for an additional date?
Yeah, as I clarify what they sent me, so the initial email had four calendar dates in there, and I wasn't 100% sure if they were all meant for us or if that was just their schedule for the year. So I will clarify that, and I will do my best to get multiple dates out at the airport.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's all I have at the moment.
Matt, you want to do
Sure. Airport?
Yeah, your thing.
Stuff. I don't have a lot of updates in terms of maintenance side of things. But as far as Jet Air side of things, we bike training seems to be pretty active still, which is good. I just got back from a conference in Miami. The industry-wise, everybody seems to be really optimistic, so that's good. From the standpoint of regulation and all sorts of stuff like that, we're all pretty optimistic. And just demand. The overall demand has been good. I think the, from a lot of their standpoints, every election year there's uncertainty, so to have no uncertainty is a huge deal to be through that, that part of it. So anyway, so that was good. The and in general, let's say it's important that that group is optimistic, because if they're optimistic, that helps everything. You know, that's what we're having everyone doom and gloom or whatever it might be. So that was good. Here, our shop's been very busy. The we've got, you know, every day I think about the group of people that's going to graduate Kirkwood Community College and senior up there and think, oh man, how many can we take? But at the same time, we're out of floor space too. So trying to think through those things and what's realistic and wise, given the fact that there's not a lot of room to add more guys, but there's demand, seems like. So anyway, other than that's kind of the things that we're processing through, working on. And I don't have anything else unless you guys have any questions. The helicopters, we already talked about it a little bit. We're going to need a lot of medical helicopters because of that elevator shaft repair or whatever it is, reconstruction project. And we're trying to coordinate that the best we can. It's a project because you end up with tons, you know, a lot more helicopters coming and going. Some of them are hurricane, different things like that. And ambulances coming and going. Watch out for them because they're not always, I mean, they're not pilots. The ambulance drivers aren't pilots, but at the same time, we really don't have a really great spot that's out of the way, close enough to the terminal building, and then self-service is too close to the building, but then you park about there, and then our fuel truck breaks, and then we're like, anyway, all sorts of exciting things. But anyway, so that's a challenge that we're going to have. It's going to be for a few months, sound like, potentially in January before that's up and going. So that'll be something that they'll kind of get into flow. The current, before I left anyway, the thinking was we're going to be putting them on the, having people do their best to land like on the compass roads out there, because it's something that they can kind of see, kind of that area that's out of the ways but still accessible. I don't know if people started to do that. Today they're all over the place, but there wasn't a lot of activity today.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a bad deal. It was,
for the most part, the ones that came in actually ended over here in the square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just one that was out here.
Yeah.
So. But if anybody comes up with any great ideas, I mean, really, we could park them on the closed runway on the little road down there. I hadn't thought about that, other than the fact that the hard part is you want the nursing staff and the pilot to be able to get into the terminal building, particularly to get warm and all that kind of stuff. So.
That, and then as winter hits, we have to plow all of that stuff off that we don't normally plow.
That's true. Yeah, it's harder to do. It's further away. So anyway.
Yeah, any gate that like provides airport access would be helpful. It's not like.
We have the gate that's right here by the terminal zone, but it's got bumps up and down because you got to drive over the curb.
Yeah, it doesn't have a curb, but I
just tell them don't stare at the IV.
Go. Yeah.
Is there any chance you can just do the temporary whitewash stuff on that white building that has all the gaps?
The Carrie Mills building?
Yeah. It looks terrible when you've got people coming in.
It doesn't
really, even if it has to be all scraped off and done something later when you do the whole thing.
You know. On the plus side, the medevac patients, they can't see it.
It's because it's all the way out. There you go.
They already feel terrible. They don't have to feel more. They're just like.
You could almost pressure wash it off. It's just galvanized. So neat.
Yeah, it's even galvanized.
Can we just do something to it? It's getting worse. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
And
I don't know whatever Mike wants to do with it.
Right. Well, I mean, you've got some pressure washers, and you talk to guys and take a shot at it.
Yeah, what I don't know is if it'll all come off or end up in.
I doubt
it.
You have to sandblast it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm expecting.
I know it's gonna take a major
We'll get some of it off, but it's gonna make it look that much worse.
Yeah.
Right. And then we're really committed to doing
something. Can't you just spray Rust-Oleum on it?
Yeah, then we got to take it off too later.
Well, you're going to have to take it off anyway to sand everything. Yeah. So why can't we just... I could buy some cans of Rust-Oleum and go as far as I can reach, but that's not going to...
It'd be worth it to ask whoever painted those buildings if you can find that invoices. Who painted A, B, and C?
Yeah, it's been a while. I don't remember. Do some digging.
Because, yeah, somebody can paint something, a paint that a whole wood could galvanize, because what's on there hasn't held. I mean, it held for 40 years, 50 years, yeah. Whatever.
Hey, that's a good run.
That's a pretty good run. Yeah.
And it only didn't hold in those few spots.
That's true.
In many, it's still there.
That's true.
It seems like if we're trying to get people interested in this, I mean, we've got the artwork, we've got...
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that would make people care that you're caring about a little bit the facility.
Is this all on us and we care to contribute as well as thought?
And they are just renters though, right?
Yeah, they're renters.
I used to paint my apartment.
I did work, but it was more I was asking for forgiveness rather than.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I think maybe if we talk to Boss, because I think Bob's also the kind of guy that probably have an idea for it.
Yeah.
And may have had people who
had an ex-commission
do it. Yeah. Okay. He's been pretty very helpful. Yeah. And actually, you know, they've been very with the helicopter air ambulance stuff coming in and out of here, they've been doing probably 80% of the pickup, looks like, or 90 of these helicopters out here.
Really,
yeah. Which has been good. Yeah.
Just to be clear, I'm not opposed to doing something about the building. I just want a surplus this year. Like, operationally, we have to have a surplus this year.
Yeah, I guess. But I've been asking it for years.
I know, but we didn't have a surplus then either.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, I asked for how long was I on the commission before we had a website?
Oh, okay.
It was a while.
That's harder to do.
Yeah. No, actually, it's way easier. It's just, it is objectively easy. There it is. You pay somebody, and they just do it.
I have something on my phone. I'll have to look at how to do
this. Hey, I don't do that for my own grandma. I tell her, sorry, grandma, I work sir. All right, anything else?
Nope.
You good? Okay. Commissioner reports one thing. Iowa City ASOS is out of service. It is notamed by the National Weather Service, I believe. They published the note. It's like called their office. I'm like, why broke? And I'm wondering if you've heard anything more about, because the notam keeps getting extended, but you might have more of an inside track on it.
So as far as why it's broke, I don't know. The live stuff works. You can call the phone number, you can get the radio frequency, all the live stuff works.
It's all the data.
Somewhere the data link between here and the weather service is dead. We had a power outage about the time that happened where it wasn't a full outage, it was a brownout kind of thing, which really screwed up a lot of stuff.
Electronics don't like that.
Yeah, especially computer things. So right now, the FAA knows about it. They're putting the notams out. The National Weather Service knows about it. On the 18th, I think it's at 9:30, is when somebody from the FAA is supposed to come out and look at their stuff. So until then, it's probably going to be like this.
Okay.
So for flight and whatever, it's not going to have any METARs or weather data for Iowa City.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Listen to Cedar Rapids. And also apply the Cedar Rapids minimum for your instrument approaches.
Well, if you get close enough, you can get the radio.
Oh, can't, yeah. Yep.
That's why you said
the radio.
Yep, that's accurate. That's
never mind. Disregard.
The other day we were coming back from Madison and
it's been long enough since I've flown it. I have no idea.
Nothing the whole way in the Cedar Rapids approach to not spot.
They were able to tell you the winds here.
Yeah, because they could get on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but if you call the phone number,
you can get it.
that on the website.
What, the exhaustion?
Or just to say that while it's down,
it's published. Yeah, it's a published phone number, yeah. In the charts.
Mm-hmm. Although you would think that if you can't hear it on the radio, you wouldn't be able to hear it on the radio.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah.
So somebody should be able to post that. If you can't hear it, we do have it locally.
Yeah, and I think, the NOTAM says that the weather broadcast system is down, but really you should be able to pick it up on the radio.
It says that.
But yeah, maybe there's not on.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a few days since I've tried the frequency. We did it earlier when everything was going on, and it worked. So
downstairs, huh? Do you have your handheld downstairs?
We can
try this later.
We can try and get on top of you.
Yeah. Okay.
Just for it's in my claim, just in the maiden.
Oh,
that's another story.
Well, he's working on getting more guys. So
yeah, it's even more engines. Yeah, you got a big front.
That's all I have. And one more thing. If you ever notice that it's not broadcasting correctly on the fourth light, of its data is not in, or it's not on the National Weather Service website, they're the ones who monitor it. And so call National Weather Service. Sometimes I've called them and they didn't know it's down. So
yeah, you can let me know and I'll relay it as well. But yeah, it's an FAA system managed and maintained by the National Weather Service. We have zero.
Electra, anything from you for commission member reports?
No, nothing from me. Thank you.
Okay. Staff report.
December 23rd through January 3rd is going to be my Christmas vacation. Outside of that, I don't think I have anything else for being out of the office. Yeah, normal schedule stuff. Holidays.
Yeah. Well, we already established next meeting's on the 12th, and we're all going to be here best we can. At the very least, if you can't make it because of illness, please call in, provided we have a quorum. All right.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.